the rest of the story. It's about 1 hour's drive from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on a hilltop marked by a large wooden cross, the Monastery of the Transfiguration. Its founder, Mother Alexandra, lives there still. She is 81 now, although as vigorous and keen-minded as ever. Her haven of a few modest buildings overlooking the Allegheny foothills has inspired many, herself most of all. But the peace that passeth all understanding has yet to visit Mother Alexandra's monastery, for there are ghosts that reside there as well. The distant yet unfaded memories of Mother Alexandra's native Romania. It was there that she was present before that country was plunged into political and social chaos, and of her nation's beloved princess, Ileana, who symbolized for her people the promise of tomorrow once upon a time. Mother Alexandra welcomes visitors to her pleasant outpost of the Orthodox Order, and journalists especially, because she's eager, she says, to relate anything positive about the country of her birth, Romania. She's an impressive figure whose aura of spirituality is further enhanced by black headdress and veils, sweet, sincere, penetrating eyes that seem to be parting the curtains of time. But any talk of her homeland, Romania, as it is now or was then, is inevitably invaded by the vivid recollections of Princess Ileana, of the throne for which Ileana was prepared, and the fairy tale kingdom that so gladly embraced her. The real-life legend of Romania's Princess Ileana is in many ways the saga of the nation itself. When the Germans came crashing over the borders in 1914 and the country was suddenly submerged in the privations of defeat, the little princess shared in the tragedy, suffered the malnutrition, suffered the indignation, and yet rebounded with astounding vitality and set a shining example for her people. Even after the First World War, she continued to inspire Romanians, and even more so, she endeared herself to them. They celebrated her betrothal, her wedding to an Austrian archduke, the births of her six children, and they grieved with her when the royal marriage dissolved into separation and then divorce. And they rejoiced when in 1940 she returned to her loved and loving homeland. Although it was only 8 years later that the communists drove all Romanian royalty into exile, then to expunge the very existence of that monarchy, even from Romania's history books, there would linger in the air through all of the years since the gentle fragrance, the tender memory of a little princess, a living emblem of a nation destined to be reborn. And Mother Alexandra of the Monastery of the Transfiguration watched it all happen. For she was there, and she has lived to tell of the transfiguration which occurred in her own life after she left Romania and came to the United States, to the rolling hills of western Pennsylvania, and the companionship of the visions of a girl named Ileana, who never lost her love for her native land. For if you haven't guessed, those visions are so vivid because Mother Alexandra is what Princess Ileana became. The grown-up woman founder of that Orthodox monastery in our Alleghenies is the same little princess who once upon a time was the most beloved member of Romania's royal family. And now you know the rest of the story.